The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've got your footy update now for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mater 10. And we've got a footy legend on the phone, Jules.
That's right. We couldn't talk footy without talking to this guy. We love talking to you, Scotty, every single Friday. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. Terrific. That intro, I am fantastic.
So you're pumped for the long weekend. What do you got on? Just lots of fun stuff?
Yeah, well, I've got a weekend off, so I'm going to pack the wife and kids in the car and head on down to by the beach.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Down to Sorrento for a few days.
Just tear up the waves down there, are you?
Yeah. I'll get amongst the surf probably, 6:30 in the morning. I'll head down to the bay knock out 3 or 4 Ks.
I believe you, Scott. So what the...
Sitting in front of the fire with a couple of nice bottles of red.
That sounds perfect.
Pretty good. Scott, what the hell went on with the Western Bulldogs last night up against Sydney? They were absolutely pummeled.
Yeah, they were, weren't they? It was one of their real poor performances over the last couple of years. You know, let's not absolutely slaughter them because they have been good and this year they've been so-so. But we probably say so-so because we expect more from them now after last year. But last night was an absolute stinker for them, wasn't it? And it could have been a whole lot worse too. I mean, you look at Buddy, who's kicked 3-5 for the night. I mean, he could have had a night out and could have made it a lot worse for the Doggies. But no, it was one of their poor ones. A few changes to the side, obviously some big outs. No one saw that sort of performance coming. I did tip Sydney, but by I think 6 points.
Yep.
I didn't expect a 46-point margin. That's for sure.
Do you think they got psyched out, like re-going over the grand final from last year or something? Where did they come undone? Was it just because they did change up the playing side so much, or?
Well, those changes. I mean, it's a good point. The changes that you make 4 or 5 changes to a side, and it's pretty hard to get that stability. I mean, a lot of sides don't want to make changes. And you talk about it going into a final series too. The side that generally makes the least changes hits the final series in the best nick. And to make 4 or 5 changes, and I know that they did it last year. I know they did it after the bye last year. They brought 5 players back in and went on to obviously win the flag. But that's probably the third time this year that they've had to make wholesale changes. And it can really unsettle you. But they were just beaten by a side that wanted the footy more last night and used it a whole lot better as well. So it was just one of those performances where you're 2% off in the mind and it creates a massive hole. But you just can't afford to be that off.
Yeah.
It's so even, the competition.
So what about my guys, the D's, taking on the Pies on Monday? Of course, Queen's birthday holiday. It's usually a big clash. Both teams turn out in forces. Who's going to be on top?
Well, brings me no joy, but I think your team will be on top of mine.
Yes.
Just purely on the fact that the Pies have got some really bad injuries last week. They were really brave last week, the Pies, and getting that winner in Perth. But Goldsack out with that fractured shoulder. He's going to miss a while. Elliott's going to be a huge out. He's been terrific for them as well since he's come back inside, and Wells obviously as well. So some big outs. I think the D's get up there, unfortunately, on the Queen's birthday. But shout out to anyone who's coming down for the game to get to the Holden Centre or get to Fed Square, where Neil Danaher will be. He'll show his face at both locations, and there'll be big marches over for the Freeze NND. So hopefully everyone can get down there, grab their beanie. It's only $20.
Yep.
And we can help Neil and in his cause to beat the beast.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's so good to see the support gaining momentum every single year that it happens, isn't it?
And isn't he an amazing human being too? Like, I mean, I had the pleasure of knowing Neil for a long time when he was obviously fit and healthy, but just what an inspirational fella he is. I mean, you listen to him talk now on any media forum, and it's hard not to get a tear in the eye. He's just so inspirational. So my beanie came last night. I'm all ready to swan around Sorrento with my beanie on, that's for sure. So,
beautiful.
It'll be a good look. I love it.
It'll be a good look, just probably pull it over my face. It's a better look.
Nah. If you see a guy swanning around Sorrento with a beanie completely over his face, it's just Scotty Cummings.
Don't be alarmed.
Yeah.
He's not someone about to rob a store. It's just Scotty Cummings.
It's been a pleasure as always, Scott. Thanks for chatting with us this morning. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, Yeah, you too. Talk next week.
For your nearest Money Helpful Mater 10, visit mater10.com.au. It's the Power FM Brekkie Show with Jules and Chris.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.